This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, and all that good stuff. You will get fed very well today for this episode, because there is so much. I am bloated just looking at all the stuff that's been going on. So many releases. I'm talking from, like, obviously, I'm going to be talking about New Jeans. Then we have ZB1. Mm-hmm. We have even Dara, the legend herself. We have NMIX. We got so much news, like, even just, like, random stuff about G-Idol. And also Blackpink. There's been a lot of interesting dating stuff going around and speculations and all this different stuff involving a couple of the members. Then we were going to talk about, you know, some more OGs like SHINee. And, of course, we got Stray Kids and BTS at the end with Haley. But first off, thank you for everyone that's joining us. We are the Permission to Stand podcast. And we're pretty much available on all platforms, I believe. Right, Haley?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, well, you sound like an old lady.
Because I am an old lady.
And where can they check us out? We have some social media stuff where we post some videos and all this good stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, and we've been pretty active because there's been so much stuff going on in the K-pop world, even on Instagram, posting stories, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had something very amazing that dropped all in one day. We got fed very well.
As bunnies?
My fellow bunnies. We had two amazing music videos that were dropped for the debut of, like, I guess they're coming up too. It's coming up soon, their album.
When is that?
The New Jeans album will be coming out July 21st. That's going to be their EP, comeback, Get Up. We got fed two songs, one in the morning and then one in the evening. We had, first off, like, it's kind of like a self-titled song, right?
Right.
We had New Jeans, which was also, you know, awesomely enough, this is the Powerpuff Girls collaboration music video too. If you probably heard about it from another episode, but I was super hyped with all the album art.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many varieties. One of the album versions was a legit collab with the Powerpuff Girls, and they Powerpuffed the New Jeans, right? Basically, all the members. Of course, Hyerin has her, like, angry eyes and cat look. It was pretty funny. She reminded me of Buttercup, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And she was green, too. So that came out. This is a really short song.
I feel like it was only, like, 2 minutes.
It was, like, super short, it felt like. Yeah, but, yeah, it was pretty cool to see. And then
it's cute because it's all, like, It's them, and then they animate them as the Powerpuff Girls.
It was really cool. Like, the whole concept. Even, like, all the editing it took to, like, do all... Because they, like, did 3D Powerpuff Girls. They did the 2D version. They had 8-bit.
Yeah.
They had, like... It was crazy. So, it was really cool.
They included us, too, bunnies. There was a bunny in the music video also.
Representing us. Mm-hmm, our, the fans. We are collectively that bunny. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool to see. And then, And they've been using their light sticks a lot more and they showing have. It off. So it's been awesome, especially if my fellow bunnies out there that have one. And like I said,
Binky
later that...
Bong?
Yes, I believe, yes, the Binky Bong. It sounds like something like for like actual like bong use, like for, like here in America. Binky people bong. Will probably be thinking like you're smoking something. But no, it's actually the light stick. And at night, we did get one of the title tracks... Mm-hmm. Release the music video. Oh my god, this song has been on repeat in my head, and even when I like when I'm not playing it on my phone, mm-hmm. it's been in my head. It's just playing. Super shy. And as you can imagine, the choreo,
right?
Catchy and easy and fun as fuck.
Like, basically. Easy? I mean, I guess if you learn
it. Once you learn it, right?
It looks complicated, but when you learn it, it's not really.
Even Hype Boy, it kind of looks complicated-ish at first, and OMG. But when you learn it, it's like a lot of fun, and it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Except for the footwork in OMG.
Oh, no. That's not as bad compared to after doing some footwork and learning S-Class. Because that shit.
I think OMG was kind of hard too.
It's slower though. It's because like S class is fast, and we had like all this stuff for S class, and like you'll like twist your ankle.
We're preparing for K-Con. We're like learning all these dances.
It's been good exercise. Literally, yeah. I'm like drenched. I was sweating and drenched in sweat like with S class.
Right. And then we're going to learn Super Shy next.
Hopefully.
Even though soon. They're not going to be at K-Con, but
that's
still.
Just a personal choice to learn this, of course. But Super Shy has been amazing. The music video is really cool and cute. Like, I like the vibrant, like, bright, like, aspect and everything all about it. It's super, like, bright. It matches it perfectly. And the song, something about the beat, like, Haley really knows that I like drum and bass. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I'm just attuned to that type of sound. I don't know. Is it because of my generation?
Maybe.
But it reminds me, like, it has that sound of, like, it reminds me of, like an N64 game. Like, the early, like, or, like, those type of, like, that generation.
Right.
Like I think of Bomberman 64, like, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It has that really cool, like, upbeat type of vibe. And, like, it's been awesome. I really like the dance, like I said. I even like their outfits. Outfits are really cool and cute, too.
I think the sound of it, you know that guy that always compares like the different song where actually came from? Did you see it?
No, did he have one already for?
He had one for Super Shy, and it's actually the Powerpuff Girls theme song.
Oh,
integrated
really?
Into their song, which makes sense because they collabed with them.
You know what? You're right, because like if you listen to like the BPM and like. The sound of it, it's like a drum and bass, like
except it was sped up.
Oh, it was sped up. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Oh, you know what? That's interesting.
I'll show it to you after. I forgot to show you, but I saw it popped up and I was like, oh, that makes sense because they are collabing with Powerpuff Girls, so they used the theme song for it.
That's
in the background.
Oh, so they still used it even in like the other song. So that's crazy. So two songs that were kind of that have Powerpuff Girl influence into it. Haley really knows that. I'm just going to be playing it again during work tomorrow, and every day she will just be hearing it. And
top song of 2023.
If anything, it's almost there. And this is, like I said, this is only title track number one of three, because they have two more that will be getting released, I believe, in the upcoming weeks. It's going to be, one of them is going to be ETA. Some people at WeaversCon got a preview of that. And the last one is going to be Cool With You. So we'll be looking forward to that. But man, the dance is so cool. I want to learn it because it looks so cool. It's like looks like one of those flash mob dances.
Yeah.
Everyone will probably know. You just go up to there and dance it, and then everyone's gonna like all these random people. Like even your grandma's gonna get up and start doing it.
It reminds me of one of those like those workout videos.
Like the old school ones.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about it? I like all the whacking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of whacking. Like the dance. Like it's a specific. Like certain type of dance move
with your arms,
you know, it's a lot of like it feels like almost like voguing and whacking a lot, and it's really cool. I like whack. I have a lot of friends from college that did were really good at whacking, so it was really cool to see. Also, with Super Shy, AI has been freaking crazy as of late, because there's been so many AI covers of K-pop artists, and even like with non-K-pop artists. But the one that threw me for a loop that I didn't expect to be listening to so soon right after Super Shy came out was the Twice AI version of Super Shy. Mm-hmm. Blew my mind. Isn't it scary? It's scary and it's like amazing at the same time.
I don't know how these people are doing it.
The only thing that I will like pick at, which is good, you should be able to nitpick at this, because it already sounds creepy and like creepy, scarily good on its own, is that the AI struggled with Jiho's voice. Mm-hmm. Maybe because Jiho's voice is too powerful, it's kind of hard to like mimic, because she has one of those crazy like power vocals, and it's and when her AI is singing it, it's like kind of, it feels off, like it's like holding itself back. Mm-hmm. Maybe the song doesn't fit for her voice either. I don't know, it could be that too. But man, when I heard Sana's and some of the other members like Nayeon, I'm like, holy shit, like Dubu, Che, I was like, this is it. So I mean, it's cool to see all these collabs, but of course I had to throw that one out there, because it's of course Twice and then of course NewJeans. So I was fed. Like I said, I'm still like bloated from this whole week.
Momo's 1 second line.
Oh boy,
but she only got like a little bit.
Well, let's just say the line distribution is fairly accurate, right? Mm-hmm. Ish. But it was still good. Like sounding like Momo had her like little nasally charm voice kind of thing going on. And I mean, speaking of Twice, I guess we could finally move on to Twice. I mean, they just finished their North America tour, and man, those once in the East Coast, they got fed super well. Like, did you see all those videos of them performing in the rain?
Wasn't that an Atlanta?
It was crazy. Was it Atlanta?
Yeah,
it was, right.
Mm-hmm. The outdoor stadium there.
My gosh, like I was, it was insane. Was it Atlanta or wasn't the last one in New? I'm not too sure.
But the raining one wasn't their last one.
It wasn't. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't even know.
I looked it up because I was like, where are they performing right now that's raining? And I looked it up. It was Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay, so it was Atlanta. And man, the ones over there, like you would think that raining is a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing when some K-pop idols are performing.
Yeah, and as long like as they don't soaked. Cancel it. So
exactly.
Fine.
And they look like they had a lot of fun. Like, I feel like a lot of those ones that went to that concert had such a great time. They were throwing water at each other and they were like splashing each other, including they're splashing the audience. And then just the rain, like all I can remember from all the videos, like cumulative videos I've watched, I just remember Jiho's back. Like her back, her muscles and everything. Like, that's the one thing I always like kept seeing on my feed.
I saw her with her arms, and people were like, close the gyms.
Yeah, that's her arms.
Why is her arms so buff?
Her arms and her back. Like, she's like super like chiseled out. I mean, like, because God Jiho, of course. But at the same time, it was pretty cool, because I think even like Sana and Che had grabbed phones. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since K-pop idols have been doing it. Usually they've been saying no lately. So it was cool to see like some lucky people definitely got got fed super well. In Barricade, right? Also, I mean, with that said too, Misamo, which is the J-Line unit, they did drop another trailer teaser for Do Not Touch, which looks crazy. Like, their dances. And then I've been seeing so many trailers, like, and it's like Mina, and all they're showing is like her back and like her curves, like Mina's curves and back. Like,
she has curves.
If you see how like they did it, I will show this to you later.
You're gonna be like, "Mina's what?" Kind of like tiny.
Oh, but if you see like this one, it's like the way they did it. I was like, "What the hell are we watching? Is this like 50 Shades of Grey?" Like the way that they did this like trailer, and the dance looks pretty cool. They actually like spoiled the dance, but obviously like at the time people didn't know it was their Misamo dance. Like they did it during one of the performances. Of course, I feel like they always did that. Even like Jiho was like doing some of her solo stuff
at the tour, during
like encore and all those like random times. But like I said, I think we mentioned it before, but just in case, July 26th is the Misamo debut, I believe, for Masterpiece, which is the album.
Oh, so the album hasn't released yet.
Hasn't released yet. No. It still has a couple weeks away from...
That's the same one with Marshmello?
Yeah, this is the one that has all the songs. So that's going to be coming up soon. You know what? There are so many like stuff coming out, even right now. Like, it's wild. ZB1. So all you Boyz Planet fans...
Which there seem to be a lot of apparently, ZB1 fans.
Apparently in Japan and apparently here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because they won that special booth that at KCON. Yeah.
They beat out Stray Kids, which I'm really shook.
Well, I don't know. We had people.
Let me see those votes.
Let me see the votes, because I really wish I could see it too. Because I mean, one point to remember is that they're under Wake One, and that company is under Mnet.
Right.
And guess who runs KCON?
Mnet.
So it's Mnet's KCON. So
right.
You never know.
They might be trying to promote them more, makes sense.
It makes sense. So because in my head, back of my head, I don't know how, because ATEEZ is huge here too.
That's why.
How is ZB1 like beating out Stray Kids and ATEEZ?
Yeah.
So, but that's apparently what happened. I mean, if we could only see the real votes,
Why are they only getting one booth too? Because Japan got two.
Yeah, that's not fair either.
Because
they like feeding Japan than they like feeding us here in the U.S., to be honest. And the song, let's talk about it, the debut music video for ZB1. And the song
In Bloom.
In Bloom was amazing.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
Really catchy. It
was cute. Like, I liked the sound of it too. Mm-hmm. It sounds super good. Like, so it makes me look forward to like hearing what they're going to be doing
in
the future.
More of their songs. I don't know if their album dropped yet.
Well, I'm not too sure.
But I want to hear more from them.
More and more. Mm-hmm. More. It was really good. I liked the sound of the song too. So we can expect more good things, hopefully. I mean, I'm not even too sure about the details. It's not like Kepler where like they're on like this short contract, right?
I have no idea either.
So we'll see. Because
we didn't watch Boyz Planet. Just saw clips from it.
Because Mnet does have the rights as well to Kepler,
right?
So I think we talked about Kepler like a couple of weeks back already too. So you know how that worked. So I mean, we will find out soon enough. It seems like it might be the real thing, but we don't know the details, But ZB1 had a good debut. That was a pretty good song. And Hypen and Pokemon. We talked about last week. We finally saw the video.
So random.
It is, right?
It's cute.
It's so random to me, though. It's like, okay, so Ed Sheeran doing the Pokemon song for, like, Celestial. It made sense because his song played at the end of the game when you beat it. That was like the prize of beating the game. You get Ed Sheeran to sing to you. And the music video for Ed Sheeran was really cool, too.
Yeah,
I really like that song, Celestial. I think it's like one of my top Ed Sheeran songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Enhypen one, it was nice and it was cute. It was good. But it's like it felt so random.
Yeah, they just threw it out there. Music collaborations with Enhypen. But then I don't know if they're putting together like a whole album. Pokemon?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It was just really random because it was just Enhypen. But then it was cute because the music video actually had, you know, like the 3D Pokemon with them.
It
was well done.
Pokemon collaboration video. The thing is, it's like, it makes me wonder. That's a good point. Like, I wish Pokemon would go back and do more stuff with like, because ITZY like did commercials for Pokemon.
Yeah, for the Switch.
So there's like a lot of other groups that have done, even like, you know, a non-Hype, because ITZY is obviously JYP.
Right.
So that would be cool if they had like a collaborative music like album.
Oh my god, K-pop. That would be so...
Remember,
get Bang Chan on there.
Oh yeah, they need him.
Yeah.
They definitely need Bang Chan.
He'll
be a Pokemon Go like music video, basically running around and playing Pokemon Go. And probably like free running and just throwing Pokeballs and like going to gym battles and stuff. It's the way that you brought it up is like pretty interesting, because it makes me think of like some of those like old 90s collaborations, early 2000s. You remember like Pokemon released like random albums here?
I love those albums.
Those were so good.
They
were like random artists I never even really knew.
One of them was from the Philippines too, I remember.
See, like, that's why it was really cool. So it could be like a global music collaboration. They should really think about this, because
but those songs were like actually used in the series
and
the movies.
The movies. Yeah. That's true. That the movies. Maybe that's why. It was like the OST, maybe, right, like the soundtrack, yeah, for the movies. But it was really cool. No, there was like some of them were not, I think. Because I watched a ton of Pokemon as a kid, and I remember some songs, just hearing it on the CD. I'm like, oh, what's this? It's like, I've never heard it before. So it's like, it's probably like a combination. But yeah, if that's what they're planning to do, this is a good start. But they didn't. It's a bad start because they haven't explained anything.
No,
they literally just dropped in hype in Pokemon.
I was like, cool. They're like,
here you go. Now we don't know what we're gonna do with this, but here you go. Just enjoy in hype in Pokemon. So engines were probably excited and happy with that, especially if you're a Pokemon
fan.
Master. Also, like I said, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Dara, yeah. She's your OG.
She is from 21. She's second gen.
Yes, the Blackpink before Blackpink.
Yeah. Because she's been working on this album for a while, it seems, and it seemed like she wanted to do a solo album, and it dropped finally.
Self-titled.
Sandara Park.
Self-titled album. That's good. That's good.
It's cute, though, because they used her name Park, as in like a carnival. It's like a carnival park.
Yeah. See, the wordplay was nice. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it reminds me of like Nyons. Like, I'm Nyon. Like,
yeah.
I'm Nyon. Like, I am Nyon.
Yeah.
So that was really cool, too. But, and even the music video.
Yeah.
The song, her music video debut, like the title track, it's Festival, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a very summer song. I feel like a lot of these songs that are coming out are very like summery vibes.
All of them. Even like, I don't even have this on our like news thing for today, because we talked about it last week briefly, but I don't think it came out yet. Like the TXT Jonas Brothers song. That was super summer. That's like
such
a summery summer
song.
Vibe. That's a good summery vibe song.
Yeah. But Dara's one. Firstly, she is almost 40. I think she's like 38.
Pretty damn good.
She looks like she's still in her 20s, to be honest. It looks like she hasn't aged in 10 years.
Sup, Nuna? Sup, girl?
She looks so good. Like, it's nice to see her performing again. And then her other bandmates from 21, CL and Minzy. I haven't seen Bomb yet, but then they've been supporting her and like posting on their Instagram, and I think Minzy did the dance challenge with Dara recently.
There's also another person that did the dance challenge with Dara.
Who?
Isn't that, who? No, or am I confusing it with someone else?
Wait, who?
Big Bang.
Oh, you know, no, this is the one.
Yeah, it is, right? I'm like, wait a second.
I forgot about
him. How can you forget? Everyone forgets about Daesung. Like, because I don't know, like, he has one of the best personalities, but
the best voices.
And then, but then it's just the only thing is that people like do have a qualm about is like, I guess his looks compared to if he's standing next to G-Dragon,
or
Top,
Taeyong,
like,
yeah,
basically his other like group mates. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, like he.
Like, but Daesung is
beautiful in the inside.
He has a good body too. He has like one of the best bodies.
Yeah, but it's funny because like when he's like smile, he looks like he's like almost like a cartoon character to me.
He is, yeah. With these bangs always covering his eyes.
He's funny as hell. But yeah, right. He's the one that
did the
dance challenge. It's weird because the dance challenges were like coming out before the music video,
right?
So it's like we're already seeing all this stuff and we haven't even seen the music video to compare it to, so I don't even know. I was like, what
the
hell?
I mean, that happened with Stray Kids too. They dropped S Class's dance challenge before the music video came out.
Oh, really?
They
okay
did.
So I didn't even realize
yeah.
that.
But so I don't know, Dara's one, her dance challenge isn't really a dance challenge. It's just her clapping.
It's a very accessible dance for everybody.
Anyone can do it. You're basically clapping in a circle. That's it.
I still remember seeing Daesung. He's just smiling and just clapping around yeah. like the whole time. So this is a dance challenge that anyone can do. I believe in you.
Me and Charissa, my friend, who are like OG 21 fans and then also like Big Bang, we're like, what is this? Because we're so used to like all these fourth gen groups.
Yeah, you're gonna be sweating and dying learning the choreo.
Yeah, and then we're like, this is something that like titas and titos would do at like their freaking
aunties, uncles,
you know, those
ajumas.
Filipino parties where they're doing like the line dancing.
Yeah,
that's what it reminded me of. Which is fitting because Dara is very, very popular in the Philippines, too.
This is true. I forgot about that. She knows Tagalog, right?
Why. Yeah, she does.
She's like fluent in Tagalog and everything.
She grew up there, so.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's probably why. And then I think there was like a dance challenge. She was dancing with Tito.
Her choreo is heavily influenced by all the Filipino parties she was invited to.
Yeah.
So that's probably it. That makes more sense now. There's also another drop. Like I said, just keeps going. Like another one with, I guess it's related to parties as well. NMIX Party O'Clock had just released. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing the dance challenges too.
Yes.
Everywhere. Even some of your boys,
My
your kids
boys.
Have been doing it. Was it Hyunjin this time?
It was Hyunjin.
Not Changbin?
No.
Our resident
girl group
leader. We'll talk more about Changbin later in a bit too, because he's, and Hyunjin too, they've been super active with all these dance challenges,
they
to be
have
honest.
Been.
But also, they had released Roller Coaster last week too. Mm-hmm. Both songs.
Yeah, they're really good.
Wow.
Honestly.
Like if it was hard to get into NMIX in the beginning, which I totally understand. Mm-hmm. Like, it grew on me. It took a while for it to grow on me.
Yeah.
Like, their songs. If you listen to them now, it's going to be a lot easier and, like, more pleasant to, like, get into them now. Because the music is really good.
When we heard them in concert and then we heard those, like,
the same, those songs.
I was, like, hype about it. I was like, man,
because you're just
so
like,
cool.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the hype is there. The hype is real. We got to enjoy I can't believe they're at the Wiltern, because I wonder if they'll be at the Wiltern again.
Especially
with, like, you know, I feel like they really are growing globally.
They'll go to Forum next, probably.
You think so? Damn.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible. That's good, though, because that means extended stage. Extended stage means Barricade. Both songs have been really good, and I've been enjoying them a lot too. Like, if it wasn't for NewJeans dropping two damn songs out of nowhere, I think I would have been listening and replaying a lot of
NMIX. Why don't you just make a playlist with all these summer songs that have dropped?
I have a playlist.
Okay.
It's just for some reason, it's like God is putting it on repeat for me.
Yeah, you pressing repeat.
Yes, because, you know, I'm super shy. Let's see. Oh, Shownu and Hyungwon. Monsta X boys. So I'm sure everyone's counting down. It hasn't released yet, but their album, the first mini album, The Unseen, is going to be dropping soon.
Yeah.
July 25th.
They need to, because they'll be performing at KCON.
All these moon babies should be very excited. Yes, they need this, because KCON, it will be following.
It'll
pretty
be
soon
them too.
You know what? Speaking about Monsta X, this is even on our notes, but remember that video our friend sent us, Melissa?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
With Minhyuk?
Minhyuk. We saw him last year, right?
Yeah.
We saw him last year. They're performing. Shownu was still in the military. This
is
when we were on their last day of the tour. We didn't even know. Man. I would not recognize Minhyuk if I did not see that video.
He really bulked up.
Like
he's a man.
Korean
now.
Military transforms these idols. Like, they look different. Like,
it like makes me curious to wonder like
how Jin and Hobi look like. Now there must be like superheroes, like freaking like yoked and like chiseled, because unless Minhyuk like is like something about his body is like taking all this in.
Right.
He looks like. He turned into like a grown man.
Yeah,
he was literally like, if you compare his videos, Minhyuk is like a boy.
He's tiny.
Now he's a man. Boys to men, right there.
Yeah.
But he looks good. Plus, they always have the haircut. They got that buzz cut, the short cut. Some of that probably makes him look more even like masculine, since they usually have like super long. His hair was kind of long too.
Right, it was.
So that was pretty wild. Like, that transformation opened my eyes. I was like, geez. Didn't just open up my eyes. I'm sure a lot of people out there were like, whoa.
I was telling Joko, because, like, when they go to the military, they can eat whatever they want, because they need to build that muscle and, like, have energy.
Minhyuk is eating his friend's food, too, probably.
And they don't need to be on, like, that strict idol diet, which is practically fucking nothing but boiled chicken breast and brown rice.
Did you just say foiled chicken breast?
Boiled.
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 I was like, what is foiled chicken
breast?
I mean, you could wrap it in aluminum foil.
It's probably.
Well, whose diet is that?
Friggin' Bang Chan.
So that's the Bang Chan diet. If you guys want to look like Wolfgang Bang Chan, you just eat a bunch of boiled chicken breast and brown rice.
Well, I feel like most idols, that's their diet.
That's like most people's diet over here, like fitness trainers and all these like fit gurus and stuff probably here. Next, we do have a confirmed debut date or not date, but month for Baby Monster. Mm. YG loves taking their sweet ass time.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wasn't it at the beginning of the year? Like, what the hell
are we, why are we just, like, why do we...
Why September? Maybe they just don't want it happening with all these other comebacks.
Doesn't matter. I mean, like, it's, like, weird. I guess you could kind of say it that way. Mm. If you think of it in perspective, I guess maybe that's what they're going for. But, man, YG takes forever. We'll talk about more about that, like, with Blackpink, because I do have something to talk about for Blackpink when that happens. Pepsi and Starship Entertainment are releasing their music video for IVE. Mm-hmm. So it's an IVE Pepsi thing, you know, trying to fight off all the new jeans, Coca-Cola. Do your best, IVE, because it's going to be tough.
I don't know. I'm still Coca-Cola.
That's true, too. I love Pepsi as a kid growing up.
My dad
always gave me Pepsi. So back in Australia, you guys too?
Yeah. Pepsi.
But for some reason now, it's just Coke. Coke everything. And the song's called I Want. There's been some preview trailers. It already sounds pretty good. Coming out July 13th. So it's coming up already, like in a couple days. Mm-hmm. If not tomorrow or, yes, whenever this comes out.
Yes, tomorrow.
And I have a random news here because it was freaking cool to see. Can you imagine having one of your K-pop groups perform at your wedding?
Must be nice.
This is why you should definitely become their makeup artist or hairstylist.
I went into the wrong profession.
G-Idle performed Queen Card at their friend's wedding.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. She was the makeup artist and hairstylist for G-Idle.
First off, we have to become Korean. Second, we have to live in Korea, speak Korean, before we can even become their hairstylist. It'd be hard. Actually, maybe it might not be hard. You can do hair without speaking the same language, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you're right. We just need to move to Korea. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, like, we've seen others. I think even NMIX has done that. Mm-hmm. But it's just cool to see that. It's cool when you see other artists performing at their, like, at other artists' wedding, too.
Yeah.
We're not at
like
that point.
IU?
Like, yeah, like IU. We're going to get to that point soon where, like, a lot of these other, because, like, I feel like, you know, social media covers all this stuff. Everything's, mm-hmm. like, getting mainstreamed and everything's, like, online, videos, everything. Back in the day, they didn't have all this stuff.
No.
So by the time, like, these Gen 3 groups, like, are, you know, like, are already older, like, they're probably done, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to think about it, but, you know, like, Twice, and they all get married. There's mm-hmm. 9 members, right?
Right.
I can imagine, like, they'll be inviting, you know, friends from other groups and stuff like that. And it'd be cool to see some funny ass and, like, crazy collaborations or performances. Well, you never know.
Like Seven's wedding. And Taeyong was there.
Taeyong,
did
yeah.
the dance challenge like,
see,
with him.
That was...
At his wedding.
That'd be pretty wild. That's the future of K-pop in the next few years mm-hmm. for sure. Let's see. I think we could start talking about Blackpink. Because with Blackpink... there was a lot of stuff that had been going on. Dating-wise, I know we always talk about Jennie, mm-hmm. which we will still talk about Jennie. But first off, Lisa. Yes, Lisa. La mm-hmm. Lisa. Manoban herself. Possibly is dating Frederick Arnault.
Who is that?
Exactly. That's a great question, Haley. And I have all the information here because he's the son of the LVMH group. One of, like, I guess one of the most wealthiest groups. They probably own in... Like so many things and all these different companies and corporations, I'm sure. And he's like, I think he's currently like the CEO of Taguar, which is like the watch company.
Okay.
So I don't know. Do not ask me how.
How it's did just, they?
All we know is we see the results of it because he was like, it looked like he was on a date in Paris. It just seems like Paris is like...
Paris, the city of love. Romantic.
Even when it comes to Tay mm-hmm. and Jennie. But we will talk about that in just like 1 second, literally. So it seems like she might be getting extra friendly with him. So this guy's freaking lucky. He does. You know what he reminds me of? Like
the I haven't seen pictures.
He looks like a skinnier, scrawnier version of the like a nerdier, skinnier, scrawnier version of what's his name that plays? Oh my god, I can't think of anything.
What?
Oh, what's Thor's brother from
Chris Hemsworth? Like that.
No, like not that, like in the series, like Thor's brother. Yeah, the trickster god. Oh my god, I hate myself.
I can't even fucking know.
Oh my god, Haley, help me.
Why are you you talking about this when you don't even have a towel?
Well, because I should. I thought I was going to think of it, like, off the top of my head. Loki.
Oh, Loki.
So, you know the actor
I
for Loki.
I forgot that was his brother, yeah.
Okay, so the character for Loki, do you remember his name?
Oh, my God. Tom Hiddleston.
Yes. He looks like a scrawnier, nerdier.
I was like, if I don't know that, I'm a fucking phony.
Scrawnier, skinnier, like, nerdier version of him. So, yeah. This guy pulled Lisa somehow. That is wealth. But Lisa's fairly wealthy herself. So
right.
As long as she's happy, right? That's all that matters. Because Jenny is obviously happy and she does not give a fuck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny had posted recently on her IG some pictures, like older pictures.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, doing a photo dump of like her old stuff that she wanted to post but didn't have a chance probably because they're so busy. She posted some photos, and if you look very carefully or remember or notice very carefully that these pictures match a lot of crazy shit that were dropped previously by Tay. First and foremost, like her first outfit that she posted matches the girl that was walking with Tay in Paris. She was doing the same, wearing the same white bucket
exactly
hat.
The same. She had the scarf and everything.
Like, so there you go. Like, she doesn't care. If you keep swiping through her pictures, the next one was she has a picture. Like, one of them is a picture of caviar. This caviar is the very same caviar. Like, if you look at it, Tay posted, like, when they were eating in Paris with a bunch of friends. I'm sure PBG was there. Everyone was there. There's a caviar thing right in the middle of the table. Look at it carefully. Zoom in if you have to, because it looks like it's the exact same caviar dish.
Yeah.
Like the way that's like prepped and how it's looking, it's the exact same one. Then we have, last but not least, another one that's obvious. This Chanel jacket she's wearing was the same Chanel jacket that Tay was wearing. And I remember seeing Tay post this jacket when he was wearing it. I was like, oh man. It's Chanel. I was like, I wonder if it's Jenny's or
and it was.
Ironically enough, yeah, Jenny was wearing the same exact one. So
the thing is, like, they never denied it. Like,
no,
both entertainment companies didn't deny it. And you know, when they don't do that, that means that there's something going on. Because if it's fake or false news, straight up, the companies
they
will
kill
be like,
it off.
They'll be like, it's not true. This is a rumor. This
RM has a wife.
No, they like deny
and
it.
A bunch of kids.
They're so fast to deny it. But then with Jenny and Tay, they didn't. They're like, oh, that's none of our business. It's like the artist's
Which is
private
good.
Life.
It's true. It's their private life. They're grown ass adults.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I heard from some of our friends saying that I forgot who it was who brought it up, but there's already been like toxic army already going after Jenny. I mean, Jenny always has like a target on her back.
Man,
sadly enough,
Army needs to fucking sit back and chill.
They just watch and enjoy the show. You gotta be happy for them. I feel like, you know, as toxic as Blinks can be too, like, I think we're all pretty happy and excited for her. Like, she's like, doesn't give a fuck. Like, she's like just dropping this casually, like showing, you know, like, obviously you'd want to show off and kind of be like, yeah, I'm with this person. You don't want to like hide them if you're like proud to be with them and having fun. And she obviously is. Like, her and Tate seem like they're always like super like doing well together, like they're super like in love and having fun. I mean, especially compared to like some of her old flings, it's like the media is the one that kind of like covered it, but they didn't do anything else. Like, it's like, yeah, you didn't see the artists themselves posting, like her and Kai, sadly enough, her and GD, right, but
I forgot about that one.
But Tay and Jenny just posting amongst themselves, they're having a great time together, and it's pretty cool to see. It's you know what's crazy too, did you see when they performed in London? I'm talking about Blackpink, that Jenny was like crying.
No.
Jenny was like I guess like having like tears were like dropping down her face during one of their performance. Tally, you remember what
like
Tally's about?
Yeah. As they fuck it when I feel.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, I guess the lyrics like hit her.
Yeah.
She was just shedding tears. People were saying she's emotional, like from, you know, like maybe because of the end of the tour and just like feeling everything. But I'm sure it's like a little bit too like personal life too with all the stuff going on with her. So I mean, at the same time, it's just nice to see her like just let it go and not care anymore.
Because
I mean, she never cared, to be honest. She cares a little bit, obviously, you know, she'll get affected, but at the same time, just happy that she's like, she's just like basically dropped it on everyone. Like, I don't give a fuck anymore. Here's my post.
Here's the proof.
This is literally all the proof you guys wanted, right? So there you go. That's pretty awesome. We did talk about how YG takes a while to like,
yeah,
do anything,
fucking promote their artists,
do anything, basically. Guess what? It's crazy for me to have read this and like saw this, but man, in the past 7 years, Blackpink had only like 40 songs.
That's so little.
I'm surprised it's even 40. I thought it was less. Let's be honest. Freaking 40 songs is what Stray Kids, like JYP, makes Stray Kids do in half a year.
I know. Oh my god.
Like, that's what it feels like. Yeah. Their discography is crazy. Same with Twice.
Yeah.
40 songs.
JYP, that's
in
why.
Half a year. Like,
pushes them.
Man, like 40 songs in 7 years?
That's too little.
That's insane. I feel like NMIX is already going to start catching up to them, like at this rate. So yeah, that blew my mind. That shows a lot about YG as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're good in terms of, like, you know, getting the talent and all that stuff. Right. But damn, just be wary of releases and stuff. Because, I mean, like, at least Blackpink is huge. Blackpink is, like, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, like, arguably, girl group
right. In
K-pop. Even with only 40 songs. So YG must be doing something right. But the problem is, YG, you have a shit ton of competition now.
Right.
It's not like how it was back then. 2016 right. is different from mm-hmm. 2022, 2023.
Yeah, once K-pop. The pandemic hit, everyone was just like and pushing out K-pop.
It's a different level. Like we've talked about before, like this generation of K-pop is just the talent mm-hmm. is off the charts for every member in every group.
Yeah.
It's
like the group is so well-rounded. They can do every single part. Basically.
And that's why, like, NewJeans,
mm-hmm.
telling you, I feel like they're going to be the next, like, it thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be the big group. They're going to be, like, the Blackpink, the Twice of, like, you know, in a few years, mm-hmm. like, upcoming. So that's what you know what? We do have one small thing. SHINee
mm-hmm.
is going to launch. This is random news. Funny, because, like, when I was about to read this, I thought, I'm like, oh, launch, like, a date, another song. But no, I've put down, SHINee is going to launch exclusive donuts.
What?
For a collaboration with, I guess, a company called Old Fairy Donut. Maybe it's in Asia?
It was so random, because I saw it on their Instagram. And
you
I
saw
was
the picture,
like,
right?
I was like, oh, it's cute. And then I looked, and I was like, it's merch? And I was like, what is this donut thing?
Though? Yeah, I was like, what is this? I mean, like, I also, it makes me think of, like, you know, the pink donuts from Universal Studios for The Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't know. Random.
I'm pretty sure there's real donuts too, right? Somehow involved?
Maybe.
There has to be. Because, I mean, it looked like real donuts though. And then also, I mean, like, I'm super excited for Taemin.
Oh my god,
Taemin was apparently, quote-unquote, up in the votes too for KCON. So
he
I don't
was.
Know. I don't know what the hell is going on over there at KCON, Mnet.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you're a Shawl, you must have been a Shawl or what? Isn't
Shawl?
Yeah, some shit like that. Some type of shovel. I don't know. It was pretty funny. Like, they've been, first off, you've been getting fed well. Like,
honestly,
there's been a lot of great
there's
stuff.
There's been so much random shit with Taemin.
Even
him,
like,
him and his, like, lives, they're so fucking funny. Because he's trying
English
to speak English.
Is really English. Like, it's, like, funny as hell. Like, and
he
it's not making
so
fun of him, but, like,
cute.
He knows too.
He's so, and then because he always asks, he turns
to
because
Key, right?
Key is the one that is the most fluent or is fluent in English in the group. And then Key so happens to be there. Sometimes with Taemin when he's doing the lives, and then he'll turn to him and be like, how do you say this? Or, like, what is this?
It's just like Stray Kids and, like, with when they turn to Bang Chan.
Yeah.
Same with, like, when the BTS turns to RM.
On Namjoon, yeah.
So it's like, is this right? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
But Taemin, like, doesn't give a shit. Like, he's, like,
he
saying it wrong
so
already.
Cute.
He doesn't he says it all weird and wrong. Knows it's wrong. Then he's like, what did I mess up on, basically?
Yeah.
But super excited to see him live. I cannot stress that enough. Like,
he's so good. Oh, my God.
And then, but it's funny because, like, if you're so, like, you've been getting fed well because I've been seeing so much. You know who's been showing up? Minho. I don't know why. Minho's just showing up on my algorithm.
Yeah,
everywhere.
He has been showing his abs and his butt.
And that's true. Like, yeah, he's been, like, showing his butt a lot to me. But it's crazy because, like, it was one of the things that they had an interview. It was pretty funny. I think it was, like, a live.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
it was funny as hell. So
I was dying.
I was like, Key was making fun of Taemin because of how he brushes his teeth. And it's crazy because it's the same way my dad brushes his teeth. When I was a kid, I was like, what the hell's wrong with my dad? Like, I hear him.
It's like you're, like, vomiting.
Choking and he's just gagging. And then Key was, like, making, you got to see this video. It's funny. And then freaking Key was, like, teasing him, making fun of him. He's like gagging the whole time.
Yeah,
he's saying, like, this is how Taemin, this is how Taemin brushes teeth. That, all you hear is just him like dying and gagging. And then freaking Anyu was just dying.
Yeah, I was cracking up when I was watching that video. And then Taemin was like, you know what? I vomited one time from it.
And then Minho's face too. Like,
Key were dying.
Minho's
like,
"What's wrong with you?" Even Minho was like, "We could hear you in the studio."
Yeah, like, from the other side,
from outside the door. Like, we could hear you like gagging and stuff. And then like Taemin's just like laughing, like.
Like he's really brushing his
tongue.
Blows
my mind
because
I guess it does happen. Like I thought it was a boomer thing because my dad did it when he brushes his teeth. I'm like, why is my dad gagging so much?
Like, I hate it when I brush my teeth and then I brush my tongue and then I can feel like I'm going to gag myself and I stop it because I'm
but
like, I hate that feeling.
But then freaking Taemin just like,
yeah,
just
he obviously
going,
lets it go because he's going to puke too.
Maybe that's why his voice is so good. He's so good at singing because of how he brushes his teeth brushing methods. Yeah, that was pretty fun to like see. So if
they're
you want,
honestly so funny.
A lot of people who are not still yet. You know, don't know too much about Shiny. I really recommend them. Even like, you know, because I was like new into K-pop and everything with like when Haley and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I just got into like 2018, 2019. Man, like,
well, it was 2017 for you because you went G-Dragon.
Oh, that's right, G-Dragon's mm-hmm. concert, which was freaking dope too. I always think of like when he was, you know, doing all his songs and then. I don't know
that
why.
Was so long
it
ago.
Was crazy how long ago it was at the Forum,
and I'm still fucking waiting.
Aren't you all? no, but like Shiny was, I think, is so good. Even their music still holds up. I mean, there's a reason why Stray Kids covered their song.
Oh yeah,
it was View, right? Well, what song did they do?
What?
Didn't Stray Kids perform a Shiny song? You were talking
Replay.
About it. Oh, Replay. Sorry.
I'm like, the View.
I was like,
did they
down,
do that?
Down, 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 View. But all their songs hold up so well now.
Yeah.
Even their new album, we've talked about it, is super catchy.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely recommend giving Shiny a listen if you have a chance. Especially if you're going K-Con, listen to Taemin. Watch his, not don't just listen to him, watch his music videos.
He's such a good dancer.
Damn. Like,
damn.
He's an amazing soloist. So I'm super, super, super excited for that. I think now is the time. We should be talking about some of the big boys, right? So just to remind everyone, if you're still tuning in and listening and enjoying this is the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all platforms. If you're still enjoying this, please give us a rating, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. That'll definitely help. It'll show us that you guys are thoroughly enjoying this podcast, which Haley and I are still enjoying as well, which is why we're still doing it. And Haley, where can they check us out on social media and what can they do with that, with all the social media information?
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And I know some of you are still DMing us on Instagram, which is so cool because we get to talk to you about K-pop.
Ooh, yes, Haley, the way you say it is so like, ooh. Okay.
That's my customer service voice.
Oh, yeah, of course, because there's a different voice when you're like... talking to me personally outside of this, hey.
Yeah, I use my head voice when I'm trying to be nice.
Or when she's like super excited about Stray Kids, of course, it's a different voice that many of you are quite familiar with now as well. But before Stray Kids, let's get into BTS. There's a little interesting noteworthy stuff we could talk about. Go for it.
Well, Jungkook's music video is finally going to drop in like 2 days. July 14th.
Isn't that crazy? It's finally coming up.
Yeah.
It's kinda, you know what's crazier to me, though? All these people in New York, this crazy-ass army. Okay, Jungkook literally just left Korea like
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So that was, what was yesterday of this recording? July 11th.
Yeah.
People were lining up in
where?
New York, like near the studio where he's going to perform. No.
Oh.
In, you know, for the performance,
okay.
For one of the shows, whatever thing he's going to be on, people were lining up and on the streets in the park July 9th. Isn't that fucking wild?
People are, like, crazy. Like, I could not see myself doing that.
Haley
being
won't
2 days without shower, a bed, a toilet, no thanks.
Haley won't even do that to wait, like, 5 a.m. the same day for Stray Kids.
No, I won't.
Yeah. So
and you guys know how much I fucking love Stray Kids, but I cannot do that. It doesn't sound fun.
It's not fun.
And then I'm gonna they're gonna see me, and then I'm gonna look like a fucking mess, and I'm gonna smell, and it's just like, ugh.
It's crazy because one of our friends actually was at the recording for Twice when they performed there, like the Today Show or whatever it is, and he got there at like
1 a.m.
And he was all the way in the back
but
on the actual
thing.
But he
said that people were waiting at 8 a.m. the,
like the day before.
Before.
Yeah, so it's just wild. Like, you know, it's a different breed of fandoms that can do that. I mean, yeah, me either. It's
even
hard.
Even if I was like still in my 20s.
What if you're guaranteed? What if you're guaranteed a hangout day, like a 5 minutes with the group?
I don't know, because then I'd fucking look like shit and smell like crap, and I don't want them to see me like that.
They can be hanging out with Hobo Haley. I mean, that's true too. They're gonna meet you and they're like, oh my god,
oh, you smell like
the stank, yeah, the stank on this. But that blew my mind, and of course, you know, I'm not even surprised though. But it just still blows my mind thinking about that, because yeah, he's not even gonna be performing and doing his thing till like a couple days. So they've been there like the whole week.
Camping? Wow.
Don't you all have work? Don't you have... Apparently, not. Doesn't matter. You saved up PTO or sick days or something.
What are you doing on your vacation? Oh, I'm just going to camp.
I'm just going to be a hobo.
For a week for Jungkook. be a hobo. I'm homeless.
So, I mean, there's that. And then, is there other stuff that happened in the BTS world, in the world of ARMY? Jimin and Taemin. We have been talking about Taemin a lot.
Did we not talk about this? Did this happen a while ago? I don't even remember. But Jimin and Taemin did the dance challenge together.
For SHINee's song, Hard.
Which was really cute to see them. Because I feel like Jimin and Taemin, to me, they're very, very similar.
They are.
Like, even the way that they talk, the way that they dance. And because, like, obviously, Jimin, he looks up to Taemin.
They're really good friends.
They are really good friends.
I remember seeing a lot of, like, cool interactions at the award shows. These are like the older ones, pre-pandemic.
Right.
You know, they're always talking and hanging out.
Before BTS became huge.
I mean, like, you know.
Like, Taemin and SHINee were the ones that were well-known before BTS.
But
during that time.
But it's just because, like, it's like one of those things where it's just like, you know, they get starstruck. Like, like Jimin is still starstruck.
With Taeyong, too.
So it's like he's Taemin. He's starstruck with him too, because it's like the same level. Because Taemin and Taeyong are the same generation, right?
Yes.
Gen 3. It's just, I feel like SHINee, or Gen 2, sorry. Mm-hmm. Gen 2. And then Taemin, like, I feel like SHINee, it just, because Taemin looks really good still for his age.
Yeah, because he was the Mangnae.
I know, because Taeyong was.
Is a dad now too. What do you call it? Taemin is still in his 20s because he was the Mangnae of the
group. Getting close to the end. But yeah, that's true. He's even younger than Jin. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he is.
And Suga. Mm-hmm. So that says a lot too. But I mean, that also shows like how, like, you know, how young he is, because like all the other members.
Yeah, because he started all when he
over
was 16.
30. He was, oh my god. If you watch some of their old videos, you would not recognize him.
He's
at
fucking
all.
Bowl cut.
He looked,
oh, I don't know.
I don't even know. I have no words to describe.
It's like, honestly, when I got into SHINee back then, and because like Taemin is my bias, like there is no way that I could, you know, I think I just like them as a group. And then once Taemin started getting older and then doing more solo
and
stuff.
And looked more
and
unique.
Looking like a man.
Looked more unique. He looked like one of those, you just went to a random crowd and you just grabbed him.
Yeah.
Like in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
poor Taemin.
But now he doesn't, because obviously he looks good. He looks happy. And I mean, it's almost like we forgot. This is a BTS part.
Yeah, Jimin.
Jimin is a... I'm pretty sure they had a great time, like, learning the choreo and then Taemin teaching the choreo. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I brought up with Haley, too. It's like, I wish we could see the videos of when the artists are
behind.
Teaching the other artists.
Yeah, it'd be so cute. It's like,
I want to see all the ones with Changbin, because Changbin is our resident girl group dancer, as we know. And for SHINee, it's Key.
Yes.
Key danced, like... Remember we talked about how he knew all the songs, like, names, the actual title, like the crazy titles for Le Sserafim? He danced with Yunche.
Yes.
So, like...
Oh, he did, yeah.
But he
doesn't know any boy groups.
He doesn't know any boy groups. He just
knows know
S-class. The girl groups, so...
But you know who does know S-class?
Tell us.
Taemin!
Yes,
oh
Taemin.
My God.
Because, I mean, this could be our segue to kind of get into Stray Kids, because Taemin has been doing a lot of dance challenges.
Yes,
and that
has.
Includes doing it with Hyunjin.
Oh my God.
Who's Hyunjin is another like, it's, he's like Jimin. He's like a big fan.
He
he's a good,
is.
Like the way he dances goes hard. And
isn't
then like,
that crazy?
He's a great dancer too. Like obviously.
Cause I think it's like the generations for me. It's like Taemin and then Jimin and then Hyunjin. And it's like all of them link up somehow.
The stars have aligned
yes,
for Hailee and this is the results of waiting.
Honestly, like, when I saw that, I like fucking screamed. I was like, what the hell? Taemin is with Hyunjin.
I think I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
And I was in the room and I was ready to sleep.
I was like, oh my God.
And it's crazy though. If you think about it, it's like, especially you. Like
yeah.
If I asked you, Charissa or like Jirla or any of our OG friends that have been listening to K-pop since like Gen 2, even Gen 1. Would you guys have imagined something like this
no.
would be a trend? Like other
no.
idols dancing other idols is like even from they're from different groups,
right.
Different companies.
That's
it's
the
usually
thing.
They don't touch other companies.
No, they
before.
Don't because like honestly, all these dance challenges just happened after the pandemic because like obviously they couldn't do it when during COVID because you know they couldn't mingle and stuff. And then right when they started like you know lifting restrictions and stuff, they just started to do all these dance challenges.
It's almost like COVID helped like pave the way for this because
yeah.
I mean like this is like one of the only ways another way like to kind of showcase the dance and like get more people involved, right?
Especially like
you
with
get,
TikTok blowing
yeah,
up
you get,
over
you
the
get
pandemic
fans
too.
Involved by doing a small clip of your dance and
yeah.
the video goes viral because a lot of people will do
yeah.
the dance too, so that's kind of like their way to connect because you couldn't connect in person. And man, you're right, it just blew up, but it's cool to see how it's utilized now, like idols dancing with other idols from other groups, from other
yeah.
companies.
It's so fun.
This is SM. We just talked about SM and HYBE.
Right.
With Jimin and with Taemin.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're doing SM with JYP.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this crazy? It's wild. It blows my mind.
So yeah, Hyunjin did S-Class with Taemin and then vice versa. I feel like they always, you know, do each other's songs like
yeah.
their most recent
ones. If you see them, it's always the same clothes too.
Yeah.
Like even like
they'll do it one after the other.
One after the other.
Yeah. So Hyunjin also did Taemin or Shiny's song "Hard Like a Crowd." I don't know that song. I mean,
oh,
like I don't know
the dance
that one.
Oh, I remember seeing Minho do it a lot with like other people too.
So yeah, speaking of Minho, he did the dance challenge with Lino.
Yeah, oh shit.
Lee Minho.
So the two double Minho.
Yeah, Minho squared. Because
feeding our friend Jirla.
Yes.
Very well.
Because as we know, Lino is the host of the music show. And then Shiny are promoting. So Minho was there and he did the dance challenge with Lino. They did each other's.
Lee Minho.
Right? Yeah, they did each other's as well. So he did S-Class also.
It was pretty cool to see. And then Minho still got it. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
good to see. Like,
I feel like he's really enjoying this stuff.
To
like
be
his
honest,
facial expressions.
You know what?
So funny.
This is one point that you're right. It's like when I see Taemin and Minho, their like faces. It's almost like Taeyong. It's like you see. It's like it's so bright. Like it's
yeah.
like they're like the energy
Energized.
Is refueled. Like
they're sucking the
they're
energy
so,
from
all these
Gen
4. But they're having so much fun. It's pretty
are.
Cool. Like it's really cool
cute
to see
interactions. But,
they're probably like, man, I wish we had these earlier. Like, it's a lot of fun to mingle, like, with these different groups.
Yeah.
And, like, in a way that's going to be, like, you know, like, no one can say bad things about it. No one can really complain about it or, like, talk shit about it. Because they're just doing each other's dances. It's fun. And a lot of the fans would love to see it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Especially, like, whenever I see Changbin do all those girl dance challenges, I get so excited. And
our
then,
boy Changbin.
He's done so many. So I feel like he's the one that does the most. He's, like, the resident girl group
For Stray Kids.
But I mean,
yes.
Hyunjin has done some of them.
Of course, because Hyunjin even did like Kyujin
yes.
from NMIX.
Yeah, he recently did their new song Party O'Clock with her.
Yeah, see? And then like you said, Changbin does like, you know, he's danced with Le Sserafim.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting. I hope this will be it.
Oh my God.
When they promote together or something happens. I want to see Changbin in new jeans.
I do too. They haven't done it yet. And he fucking knows and loves their songs. And like they've even like mentioned
he's
it
the,
on
he's
a
the true
live.
Original hype boy of Stray Kids.
He is.
And not to mention, he made like OMG kind of go viral in
yeah,
his own way. And
he
like,
goes, Oma, Oma.
Like, yeah, which is Korean for mom, right?
Mom, yeah.
So like even new jeans, remember?
Yeah,
they, like,
they
in
reacted
an interview,
to it
they
in
react,
a live.
They reacted to
yeah.
it. So they knew like it's already like it's paving the path.
I'm just waiting for that
I
day.
I want to see
I
him
like,
do Super Shy
I
so
bet
bad.
He already knows the dance. Like
he
probably
learned
it
that
it
night.
The day that it dropped, honestly, because he's so good at it. But then I was telling Joko, I was like, you know what? Some of the members of Stray Kids haven't done any dance challenges
you know
at all.
I noticed that. 100%. Yeah. I told Haley, I was like, you know what? I don't think
it's
I've seen Ian or Bang Chan.
Or Han.
But then I didn't
yeah.
realize Han either until you said it. But I was like, yeah. I know I haven't seen Chan mm-hmm. Channy do mm-hmm. it. I know I haven't seen Ian
or
but...
Han. I feel like, yeah, they designate those dance challenges to the other five members. Because obviously Seungmin does it. He did that with JYP.
Well, Seungmin's is always just with JYP.
I know.
Unfortunately for him. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's happy, but at the same time, he's probably annoyed. Like that's the face he gave out when he did S-Class with JYP.
Yeah, it was pretty funny though, because during their fan meet, they were making fun of JYP's dance of S-Class.
Honestly, all JYP
they
group,
fucking clown him.
All JYP groups always make fun and clown around like
with their boss.
With his
yeah.
dances. Like when he did the Hype Boy dance,
yeah.
freaking ITZY was going
oh
off.
My God, it was
even
so funny.
Twice was going off making fun of him.
It's
it was
so funny.
Yep, it's like making fun of their dad, basically.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's how it is.
But some other news. So this was also very, very random. Stray Kids will be performing at the Global Citizen Festival in Central Park on September 23rd. It's still
Central Park, New York. They're going to be in New York
yeah.
to dance at this random free festival.
It
it's
is,
free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
free.
For like it's like for like so one of those
I think it's a charity
thing. Cause events
yes,
some shit.
So the lineup is so random. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think
see,
they're headlining.
That enough.
Yeah.
Is I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Conan Gray, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Stray Kids.
Megan Thee Stallion.
What is going on? Megan Thee Stallion's okay now because
right,
she did BTS. But like everything else makes no sense to me, and this is pretty cool. And of course, it's in New York on the other side of the country from
yeah.
where we live.
So I think like if you go on their site and then you follow like the prompts and stuff, you can win chances to be put into the raffle for those free tickets. So it's a free festival,
really
which
is
really, really cool. I think it's going to hold at least 60,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. But the organizer said that because people were asking, like, can we bring light sticks, obviously, for Stray Kids? And they're like, no, it's not allowed
it's
in
not,
the park.
It's interesting that, yeah. that it's not allowed. But I mean, like, at the same time, it's... You don't always need the light stick. So you have your cell phone lights. I know it's a different vibe, but it's not like a full-on K-pop festival kind of thing or concert. You know what I mean?
I know, but Lollapalooza allows it.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they did
maybe,
it for ARMY.
I wonder
then,
why
then,
for this one.
And then for Stray Kids going to Lollapalooza in Paris, they did say, oh, it's allowed to
so
bring
this,
light
this
sticks.
This is the one that's weird.
Yeah.
But who knows? They have their own reasons probably.
Yeah, they said it was just the park. In general, that they said they weren't allowed to bring the light sticks. Yeah, and then speaking of Stray Kids, they're going to be in Paris this month on July 21st doing a set that is supposed to be 75 minutes long for Lollapalooza. Because they're headlining. 75
minutes.
That's a long time.
That's, I mean, like, if you think about it, I mean, we've had their concerts,
yes.
right?
Which are
so,
like 3 hours.
It's like, yeah, almost 3 hours. So, I mean, shit. But for like a festival,
right.
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be where again?
In
this
Paris.
Is Paris, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are our, how about all our European, like our IRL
I know.
Friends? Are they going to be going?
No.
Like Chris, David,
mm-hmm.
or what about Yasmin? They
no,
don't,
they're not
why
going.
Not?
I don't know.
Maybe Paris is still kind of far, though, right?
I
probably.
Think so.
It's not like if it happened, you know, even stuff happening in New York, we're not going there. It's
exactly.
the same country.
Yeah. That's
it has
why.
To happen in the UK.
Like,
I remember,
it has to yeah, be exactly the same
in London
city.
Or something.
Yeah.
I see. I mean, because, well, it's never going to happen. Sorry, Chris and David. It's not going to happen. There's no tours that can happen
Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
Well, I mean, they'd go to London, though, I think.
That's why, yeah. So that's going to be the closest thing they have. But Damn, that's pretty crazy.
I'm
75
looking
forward
minutes. To that. One of my friends that I know online, she's actually going to Paris to see them. Strictly, I mean, she's already going to Paris for like a vacation.
You're not
but
going
just,
to Paris. Sorry. Go.
But just so happens that she's going to be there around the same time as them. So she's going to go. So I told her, I was like, I look forward to your fan cam.
So that's good. Yeah. Has she ever seen them live yet?
No. Wait. So, no, she did. She saw them at the Encore.
Here. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, shoot, that gives her something to look forward to.
But then, because this will be a different set, because they'll do S-Class, and then probably like some of their new songs too. I'm thinking, Item. I need to see that song.
Whoa, calm down.
Item. It's a good song. And then some other news, Hyunjin again. He attended another Versace event a few
Versace,
days ago.
Versace, baby.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to be the ambassador for that, honestly. Because Donatello Versace actually posted Hyunjin on her personal Instagram page. Like, his picture is there on her page, officially.
That's, I mean, what can you say, though? Sorry, I'll open something up.
But yeah.
Damn, Haley, give me a death stare right now.
I know, because
I know, but
honestly,
like,
I always tell you, I'm like, you have to pay attention because I can hear it when you're not paying attention to me.
My phone notification went off and I forgot it. The timer ran out because I usually turn off notifications and I opened it up and I got the death stare that I deserved. Okay, I get it.
And then so also one other thing, because there's been a lot of like fan calls lately for Stray Kids. And this is another thing that came with the pandemic. This didn't exist before because they would do in-meet fan meets. But then because of the pandemic, they did this for like global fans to have a chance to talk to their idols too. A really cute one that I saw with Bang Chan recently was that the Stay was a huge One Piece fan. And she asked Bang Chan, she's like, so... I heard that you like Top Line, so was it actually related to One Piece, because you mentioned Grand Line and Red Line, and then you had the manga.
We talked about this, too.
Yeah, but
like,
it's obvious, but it was never actually officially, like, you know, told by Stray Kids that it was by, like, influenced by One Piece. And Bang Chan straight up said, oh, yeah, of course, like, it is One Piece. And then she asked him... who his favorite characters are, and he said that he likes Law.
Good choice.
And then he also really likes Luffy, just because of like his
Luffy's
personality.
Luffy. Who doesn't like
who
Luffy?
Doesn't like Luffy. He's my favorite character. And then he also said that he likes Shanks. Oh,
Shanks
and Zoro.
Who doesn't like Shanks and who doesn't like Zoro?
And also Doffy.
There's a lot of people that don't like Doffy,
but
Doffy is
cool
in cool. his own way,
yeah.
though.
Like, so
he's,
like. I mean, that was pretty cool. Honestly, like, if I was able to get one of these fan calls, this is the kind of stuff that I would talk to them about. Because, honestly, Bang Chan, he was super excited talking about One Piece with this Stay, that she was the one that was like, oh, time's up. And he's like, oh, the time's up already? Like, he was, like, caught up in that,
isn't that
moment.
Isn't that insane?
And then she was
this
like...
This is, like, the first time
yeah,
I've ever seen something like this.
Me too. And then she's like, big hug. And he's like, wow, time's up already. That went by really fast. So, like, he was
shook. Is this
shook.
One of the 3-minute ones, maybe? Or 1 minute?
1 minute.
Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was, like, obviously, like, super excited. Because I've been seeing... It goes with any kind of fan call for different groups, too. There's always some... fans that fucking say the cringiest shit to their idols, and I don't know how they don't get banned.
And it's, you know what's cringier? They post this thinking that it's cool or like to show off, but it's just, it hurts to watch.
It's so horrible. One of the most recent ones that I saw was
the
with
Felix,
Felix
one. Oh boy. Go ahead, tell the people.
So the girl was trying to seduce him, I'm guessing, because she had asked Felix, oh, have you had dinner yet? And he's like, no, I haven't had dinner yet because I've been so busy. And she's like, do you like dessert? Oh, do you eat dessert before
I
want to
step
dinner?
Away while you're telling this story because it's like, do, oh my God, it's so bad.
Do you eat dessert before dinner? And he's like, sometimes. He's like, but not usually. And then she's like, oh, well, I meant I'm the dessert. And you should have seen his face. Like, his smile went straight to, like, a frowny, like, confused, like yeah. And he's like, but because he's so nice, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I didn't know that you're the dessert. Like, he played it off, but I'm like, oh, like, are you kidding me? Like, why would you say that to him? And it's like, why don't they ban these people? Because she has talked to them before. Because she was like, don't you remember me from last time? Like, get the fuck out.
He's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it.
Well, all I know is Bang Chan will definitely be able to remember his fellow weeb partner. Yeah. If she ever pops up again.
That's so cute.
That's something cool to talk about, though. Like, that's...
Honestly, that's like, what you would talk about. Yeah, I'd ask them and talk to them about anime. Like, although...
You could tell them, too. Like, I've cosplayed as
that's
Ace.
That's what I said. Cosplayed. I was going to show him pictures of our cosplays.
I did Uta. I did Luffy.
And I was like, Joku did Shanks. My your favorite Shanks? Character.
Look at his chest. He did his own makeup. How impressive.
And I feel like he'd be excited about that kind of stuff. But I don't know.
When are you going to win this fan call?
I'm not dropping thousands of dollars for that
shit. If you end up getting Hannah... Are you going to show this to Hannah?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Hannah.
Hannah, your brother's such a weeb. No, but I mean, she hasn't really dropped any, I don't know
no,
anything.
No, she's still, I think they're still sorting that out. Because it's only them two. It's her and her manager that are the only ones doing everything.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, good luck
to them.
They're
probably stressed. Yeah.
We'll find out soon enough, like, what the hell is going on with that. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say? I think that's it for this week. So thank you to everyone that's still hanging in there and tuning in with us every week. We always very much appreciate it. And we would appreciate it if you give us a like, rating, subscribe, or hit that notification bell. You know, those ratings and reviews, we enjoy reading it. The good and the bad. Because obviously there's always going to be bad ones, but the bad ones are kind of dumb. So it's funny to me.
I hate your podcast.
I'm like, okay.
Here's 4 stars.
Thanks. I'm like... Oh, yeah, but you still gave us 4 stars, so yeah. It's not that bad. You must not hate it that much. Mm-hmm. But to everyone else giving us a lot of love, we appreciate the love, and we send that and reciprocate that right back to you. Check us out on our social media stuff, like because we've been posting a lot of random stuff on there recently, especially if you're on Instagram. Me and Haley, we don't make a lot of posts, but we do, you know, as non-boomers usually do these
stories.
Days do a lot of stories. We post a lot of random stuff because so quick, like once we see something we like or think is funny or
repost,
especially K-pop, it's usually K-pop related, obviously, for the podcast compared to our personal stuff. But it's there, right? Check where can they go on this for to see all this, Haley?
On Instagram at permission to stand podcast. And TikTok. There you go.
Oh, God. Okay, anyways, it sounds like Haley's already tapped out already. Thank you very much for everyone that's still tuning in. We'll see you until the next episode. Everyone, take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.